Another privacy scandal at Facebook. The company admitted this week that hundreds of millions of users had their passwords stored in plain text, making them accessible internally to about 20,000 employees. Brian Krebs, a security blogger, first broke the story Thursday when an unnamed Facebook executive contacted him with concerns that Facebook would not go public with the discovery fast enough. For more, let's go to Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for us at Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Facebook, by the way, has since confirmed much of Krebs' account. But tell us about what exactly happened and how it happened.
Yeah, so as you noted, these passwords were stored in plain text. It's really standard practice in the security world to encrypt passwords, mm-hmm. even internally, with something called hashing and salting. Basically, what it means is that any kind of service that requires passwords usually disguises those passwords as other numbers and letters, so even an employee with special privileges can't actually see the password itself. Obviously, in this case, that didn't happen, and many people in the tech and security world would call that a rookie mistake, which is why I think it's surprising that it happened at a company the size of Facebook.
And Facebook is saying that passwords were never visible to anyone outside of Facebook or abused by employees. How can we believe such a thing?
Yeah. So, this is kind of like the bank realizing it left the front door and the vault door wide open for mm-hmm. 7 years, but they haven't seen any evidence of looting or missing money. And of course, a smart thief wouldn't make a mess. So I'd say the jury is still out on this, at least until Facebook concludes its investigation. Now, Brian Krebs, who you mentioned, the security journalist and researcher who we should definitely hat tip for writing about this before Facebook even announced it, mm-hmm. reported that 2,000 employees had made 9 million data requests over time that included the plain text passwords. Now, that's enough repeated access, I think, to give the company a lot to be concerned about.
Should users of Facebook change their passwords now just to be safe?
Yeah, I would say. You know, Facebook is not asking users to change their passwords, but I would say, why not? Change your password. Couldn't hurt.
Now, when you look at Facebook's stock, after all of these privacy scandals, it's not as high as it's ever been, but it's close right now. Why does nothing seem to hurt Facebook?
I just can't quit you, Facebook. I know. It's something that I think says a lot about the way that we exist in the world today on our devices. We continue to be flabbergasted by how these services treat us, whether that's mining our data to leverage it for selling advertisements or failing to protect our personal information. And I think in some ways, because these services are free, you know, we just kind of take it and accept it as part of the new reality of our existence on our devices and the services we use. I do think over time, the pattern is going to change there, and people are going to start dipping away from social media as just like putting their information and their thoughts and feelings out publicly and mm-hmm. start creating smaller groups. And I think that's already happening with chat apps and things like that. So I do think that users are changing over time, but I think you're right. We're all addicted to the service, at least for now.
And Facebook's plan, if I remember correctly from a story I did about a week ago, is to create a new Facebook that has smaller groups that you don't share things as widely. So maybe we'll still be using Facebook. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.